I am pleased to have this moment of time to welcome you to the conference on a new paradigm to save mankind. If there's ever been a time that we need to have these type of discussions, it's now, not later. I would like to start by explaining a couple of bills. One I have introduced, the second bill I am a co-sponsor. The first bill is HCON Resolution 3. This basically says that any president, without provocation, that bypasses Congress to bomb a foreign country can be and should be impeached. I would really appreciate if those of you in this conference would join me in this effort by calling your member of Congress and ask that member of Congress if he or she would please join Walter Jones from North Carolina in HCON Resolution 3. To me, the Constitution is like the Bible. It is sacred, and we need to follow the Constitution, especially when we decide to send our young men and women to war. The second bill I'd like to present to you and ask your help is introduced by my friend Marcy Kaptur. I have joined her in this bill, HCON Resolution 129. The reason for this legislation is to reinstate Glass-Steagall. I must tell you that one of the two worst mistakes I've made was, one, sending our troops to Iraq to an unnecessary war, and the second was to vote to repeal Glass-Steagall. And I've joined my friend Marcy Kaptur in trying to get the House of Representatives to bring this bill up for a hearing in the House and then a debate. But just like HCON Resolution 3, we need your help with H Resolution 129. Marcy Kaptur's bill to reinstate Glass-Steagall. I think these two bills are extremely important, but we cannot get these bills even heard in the Congress unless you pick up the phone or you email your member of Congress and tell that member of Congress to join in HCON Resolution 3, that's dealing with war powers, and then HR Resolution 129, which deals with the reinstatement of Glass-Steagall. This conference that you are part of is very important and very special to the future of America. Thank you for being at this conference. When you leave this conference, please be energized to pick up the phone and let the people in Congress know that you are aware of what's happening, especially with these two bills. Thank you for this opportunity to say hello. God, please continue to bless America.